Government has asked the Trades Union Congress TUC to, as a matter of urgency, present a proposal on how to fund basic income grants for people above 60 years who are not on pension. The President's directive came when the General Secretary of the TUC, Gofi Asamoah, placed a request of a basic income grant in his May Day address at Sekendi in the Western Region. President Mahama stated that government considers issues of social pension seriously and is central to the NDC's social democratic philosophy. He again appealed to organized labor to move away from self-centered agitations and assist governments with ideas on how to effectively manage the country. Here is a report by Pascaline Adadevo.
It was a rainy May Day celebration as President Mahama delivered his maiden address to workers. The main parade held in Sekendi is itself historic, as it is the very city that gave birth to the Trade Union Congress in 1945 by men who sought to protect the interests of workers. The President's address focused on pension. It is your right and responsibility, which was chosen as the theme for the May Day celebration. President Mahama also touched on other areas of interest on the labor front. In response to the TUC Secretary General's proposal of a basic income grant for people 60 years and above who are not on pension, President Mahama said social pensions issues have been featured prominently in the NDC's manifesto. He gave the assurance that the idea will be piloted and rolled out. It is also the reason for which the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection was set up. Studies have shown that Ghana can provide social protection for its vulnerable citizens with less than 3% of the country's GDP. President Mahama therefore welcomes the TUC's proposal and solicits the Congress to give their support towards achieving it.
Fellow workers, the number of persons covered by our pension is still too small. The large majority of our workforce ply their trade in the informal sector and therefore are not directly in the pension's net. We must work out strategies to expand the coverage in all of the three tiers of our pension system in order to bring in workers in the informal sector. This is one of the surest ways of ensuring that we guarantee the right to income security at old age for everyone. Principle, therefore, government accepts the TUC's request. However, beyond the idea as stated by Comrade Kofi Asamoah, government anticipates that the TUC will submit an elaborate proposal on how the basic income grant or social pensions should be funded for our elderly population to benefit from such a program as soon as possible.
President Mahama also announced that the Constitutional Review Commission has been asked to speed up work on the amendment of Article 71 to bring all workers, as he put it, from the labourer to the President himself, onto a single emolument system. This is to ensure fairness and sustainability. The President stated bluntly that the role of labour around the world is changing, and so organised labour must put aside egos and parochial interests and partner government in working at ensuring that policies and programmes work. According to the President, resorting to industrial actions and making unrealistic demands only cripples the very system that holds citizens together.
While government will always prioritize and protect organized labor rights to industrial action, government has a duty to protect the machinery of state and public service delivery. Strike actions are an absolute last resort. They must not be an option of first resort. Let us all play by the rules. While various professional groups have an eye on issues of remuneration in respect of their individual organizations, as President, I have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution and the national interest. This includes preserving and protecting the national economy. From where I sit, I have a bird's eye view of the larger picture and have a responsibility to prevent the public sector wage bill from spiraling out of
control. On an occasion like this, the President makes a clarion call to fellow workers.
Comrades and friends, government pays salaries from taxes and revenues that we raise. In order that government can continue to pay a decent wage, I urge organized labor to join us as partners in increasing the tax net and helping to raise revenue. It is only when we raise additional revenue that we can pay better wages and a living salary.
The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, raised issues with the second-tier occupational schemes for some public sector workers under the new pension scheme. He said some public officials are trying to frustrate the efforts of some unions to register their schemes. He noted that the issue, if not handled with urgency, has the potential to create further problems on the labor front.
Pascalina Dadivo reporting.